Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Muted mics, zero fact-checking, and a lot of talk this morning about Joe Biden's sore throat. We've got the recap of last night's CNN presidential debate, and let's start with the actual issues on abortion.
The problem they have is they're radical, because they will take the life of a child in the eighth month, the ninth month, and even after birth. After birth.
That is simply not true. The Roe v. Wade does not provide for that. That's not the circumstance. Only if a woman's life is in danger, she's going to die. That's the only circumstance in which that can happen. But we are not for late-term abortion, period. Period, period.
On climate change and the environment.
I want absolutely immaculate clean water, and I want absolutely clean air, and we had it. We had H2O. We had the best numbers ever, and we did. We were using all forms of energy, all forms, everything.
He hadn't done a damn thing with the environment. He pulled out of the Paris Peace Accord, Climate Accord. I immediately joined it, because if we reach 1.5 degrees Celsius at any one point, there's no way back. The only existential threat to humanity is climate change.
Donald Trump looking to connect Social Security to immigration by making this claim.
Social Security, he's destroying it. Because millions of people are pouring into our country, and they're putting them onto Social Security, they're putting them onto Medicare, Medicaid, they're putting them in our hospitals, they're taking the place of our citizens.
We'll not raise the cost of Social Security for anybody under $400,000. After that, it began to make the wealthy begin to pay their fair share by increasing from 1% beyond to be able to guarantee the program for life.
The two also sparred over the January 6th riot at the Capitol, with Trump insisting he never encouraged violence.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. What you have done, how you've destroyed the lives of so many people.
There was no effort on his part to stop what was going on up in Capitol Hill. And all those people, every one of those who were convicted, deserves to be convicted.
As for whether Trump will accept the results of the election.
If it's a fair and legal and good election, absolutely. I would have much rather accepted these, but the fraud and everything else was ridiculous.
Not one single court in America said any of your claims had any merit, state or local, none. But you continue to provoke this lie about somehow there's all this misrepresentation, all this stealing. There is no evidence of that at all.
And the sparring got personal.
You have the morals of an alley cat.
When he talks about a convicted felon, his son is a convicted felon.
Well, the two even went at it over their golf game.
But by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
I've seen you swing. I know you swing. Let's not act like children.
Much of the talk this morning is not about the actual talking points, but about how they were delivered, with Democrats, including Vice President Kamala Harris, conceding that President Biden had it rough out of the gate.
You know, it was a slow start, but a strong finish. And the bottom line is this: let us not decide the outcome of who's going to be president of the United States based on a 90-minute debate.
She spoke to ABC News, as did former RNC chairman Reince Priebus, who said it's way more serious than that.
The reality is, it was actually a sad, embarrassing night for the president. His family should have sat him down weeks ago and told him, you know, Dad, you know, your spouse, look, it's time to step aside.
Well, for his part, after the debate, President Biden told reporters in Atlanta,
It's hard to debate a liar. New York Times pointed out he made lies 26 times. Big lies.
The next debate coming up September 10th, it will air on ABC. The judge in Donald Trump's classified document case rejecting a claim from the former president that the FBI botched their search at Mar-a-Lago. Trump's lawyers are looking to limit the use of key evidence in the case, but Judge Aileen Cannon rejected a request for yet another hearing to review whether prosecutors made any false statements or omissions in crafting the Mar-a-Lago search warrant. Public library officials and advocates here in the city have been making quite the noise over impending budget cuts, and it appears it's paid off. Let's get the story live from our Glenn Chuck.
And good morning. Yes, Eric Adams taking to social media last night with this news, saying that he was proud to announce the full restoration of library funding. Those cuts that had been made the end of last year, in fact, $58 million worth will go back into the budget, according to the mayor. Brooklyn Councilmember Justin Brannan, you may know he's the chair of the Finance Committee. He's among those been pushing hard to get these library funds back into the 2025 fiscal budget.
Our libraries are tabernacles of freedom and democracy, right? This is a place where you can go for new immigrants, for kids, for seniors, for families. It all happens here.
Pretty devastating cuts when they were announced at the end of last year. What it did was close down most branches on Sundays. 200 library branches, in fact, were impacted. We'll get more details on the budget coming up today. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here at City Hall.
That shutdown of G-Train service we've been telling you about, well, that starts tonight. Beginning at 9:45, G service will be suspended between Court Square in Long Island City and Nassau Avenue in Greenpoint. That's through July 5th. Then, from the 5th through August 12th, it's out between Court Square and Bedford Nostrand Avenues. Finally, from the 12th through September 3rd, between Bedford Nostrand and Church Avenue in Kensington. This is all to replace the signal system, which dates back nearly 100 years. Governor Phil Murphy sitting down with Amtrak and New Jersey Transit officials to talk about the recent issues on both lines and the nightmare it's caused for Jersey commuters. Both Amtrak and NJT unveiling a joint plan now to look into those problems, including more frequent inspections of catenary wires, which are apparently a common source of the problem.
If Rome had been built in a day, we would have hired their contractor. Unfortunately, some of the stuff, the big fixes, are going to be measured in years. But when we get there, it'll be a whole different world thanks to the work that's being done.
As part of the plan, there will be more visual inspections at key stations as well as high-resolution cameras to be installed. Well, nothing like being robbed at gunpoint at your favorite restaurant. That's what happened at Birds of a Feather in Williamsburg, where two men stormed in. They stole a watch and cell phones from three patrons. They then took off on a moped down Grand Street. Police tracked the phones. They were recovered at an address on North 11th. Whether the men who were robbed were targeted is not yet clear. So far, no arrests.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.